Iowa has nearly 4,000 concentrated animal feeding operations, commonly called CAFOs. These are facilities that house large numbers of livestock. But in recent years, laws and programs have paved the way for CAFOs to operate in other states, such as Missouri and Nebraska. As Harvest Public Media's Eva Tesfaye reports, that's worrying residents in rural communities.
In Cooper County, Missouri, CAFOs are a controversial topic. Susan Williams asked to meet in a small local library, and even in this quiet atmosphere, she's nervous about people overhearing our conversation.
I just don't want the whole town to hear me.
A retired elementary school principal and a farm owner, Williams became involved in the controversy back in 2018. That's when a large hog operation called Tipton East planned on moving in less than a mile away from her house. The size of the operation, about 8,000 hogs, concerned her, especially since she grew up on a small hog farm.
Just the smell and the waste that you had was tremendous with that, and I couldn't imagine what it would be like with that many hogs.
So Williams and some other residents brought their concerns, including what it would do to air and water quality, to Cooper County's health department. The department responded, creating an ordinance to regulate emissions and the spread of manure from CAFOs. The next year, the Missouri Senate passed legislation preventing counties from enacting rules on CAFOs that are stricter than the state's. Cooper County and Cedar County sued over the law, taking the case all the way to the Missouri Supreme Court, which has yet to issue a ruling. Laws that prevent local opposition to farm operations are common, says Loka Ashwood, a rural sociologist at the University of Kentucky.
We see that across the country.
She says there are a lot of lawsuits regarding CAFOs in the Midwest. And in these lawsuits, the owners of these concentrated animal feeding operations are more likely to win.
That's where people are fighting the hardest to try to defend their property rights, but they're also losing the most.
Some farm groups argue CAFOs can be an economic boon for rural communities. Missouri Farmers Care is a group that wants to see agriculture grow in the state. It has a program that designates counties with the title AgriReady. Counties have to agree to a set of requirements that will make the county more welcoming to farm operations. Mike Deering sits on the board of Missouri Farmers Care and is also the vice president of the Missouri Cattlemen's Association. He says CAFOs are a net positive for the state.
It's food security, it's the food supply chain, and to make sure that we are keeping that local and not having to import. And so we have to encourage growth.
In Nebraska, the State Department of Agriculture oversees a similar designation called Livestock-Friendly Counties. It will work with the county to develop zoning laws and permitting that make it more accommodating to livestock production. But Ashlyn Busick says CAFOs hurt small livestock producers. She works in Missouri and Nebraska and is with the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project, an organization that helps communities protect themselves from the negative impacts of CAFOs.
When a county is accommodating for the big ag industry, guess who continues to get pushed out of the market? And guess who can hardly stand to live on their farms anymore because of the stench of the CAFOs just across the fence?
The Nebraska Department of Agriculture says attracting livestock operations of all sizes is a focus, and they add that a livestock-friendly county is more appealing for new projects. Dodge County, Nebraska has that designation, and Costco opened a poultry operation there back in 2019. Jessica Coulterman is the plant's director of administration. She says Costco chose Nebraska in part because of the warm reception.
The other thing that they were really impressed with was the welcome that they received from the state and the local governments, and also from the business leaders in the area.
Back in Cooper County, Missouri, farm owner Susan Williams is still waiting for the state Supreme Court to rule on whether local governments can regulate CAFOs. But whatever the ruling is, she says residents have to keep paying attention.
The fight's not ever going to be over. I think this public is always going to have to be vigilant to make sure that the public's interests are taken into account just as much as any industry.
But she's also optimistic because she says now people are more informed about the problems with CAFOs. For Here and Now, I'm Eva Tesfaye.
And Eva is with Harvest Public Media, collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains.